Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Luke 10. Luke 10, verse 20. He said, notwithstanding in this, they were rejoicing because the demons were subject to them. In this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, it begins to be more and more clear, rejoicing's a choice. Because here he tells you, no, quit rejoicing over that. Then you can. And start rejoicing over this. We can choose. We can take our focus off of this and put it on this. Come on, can you see this? We have that ability, being made in the image of God. We have a will. We have a mind. We can focus our mind at our will. Now, if you're immature, you just let your feelings and circumstances dominate you, and you bump along and up and down and unstable and act like, I can't help it, I can't help it. Things are good, oh, I'm happy. Things are bad, I'm sad. They're better, I'm a little better. They're worse, I'm worse. They're terrible, I'm terrible. They're wonderful, yay. But it only lasts for half a day, and then something else. That's like the unsaved world lives. And we don't have to. Jesus didn't live this way. I said, Jesus didn't live this way. And I don't have to live this way. You don't have to live that way. What can we do? Are there many good reasons why the Lord told us rejoice all the time? And I'm telling you again, rejoice all the time. Said it in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice all the time. Tell your neighbor, look at them, help them out. Rejoice all the time. Rejoice all the time. All the time. All the time. Now it's not just about making noise, although sometimes you will get loud when you're really rejoicing, and that's fine. But you can rejoice in the middle of the night without barely making a sound. You can wake up and go, oh, God is so good to me. Lord, I worship you. I rejoice. I'm your child. You're my father. Yes. It's not about just making noise. It's about what's going on the inside. It's a choice. It's a choice. But the enemy is always trying to steal. He's a thief. And he's always trying to steal your joy. Because he knows if he does that, he stole your strength. And you're easy to defeat. He's always trying to rob you of your peace. Because you know, if he robs you of your peace, you're easy to confuse. Easy to mislead. So, we want to keep him waiting. And we want to be very strong and make up our mind, nothing is stealing my joy. And nothing is robbing my peace. I refuse to. And the way I do it is by what I choose to look at. Choose to think about. Choose to talk about. Yeah. I know some folks have thought I was a little short with them in conversations. And I don't necessarily mean to be, but the Lord's teaching me when to cut off something that's not profitable. That's right. Once I know what the problem is, and you're telling me for the fourth time, I'm probably going to interrupt you. That's right. Yes, sir. And I should.
Yes, sir.
Because you are looping. You're in a loop. Yeah, but they said I had to have, and I've got to have X amount of money by the end of the month, and I don't know where I'm going to get it. And you've already told me three times. I got a good memory. A lot of times people don't realize it, but see, this is a trick of the enemy.
That's true.
And if you're doing that, are you rejoicing?
No.
Are you glad? Do you have any peace? Is this going to allow God to get involved in your affairs? Is there any faith in this? And so I care about you, and I want you to get help. And I can't agree with you believing it's hopeless.
Amen.
I'm not going to agree with you that it can't be fixed,
that
it's too bad, that it's the worst thing that's ever happened. I'm not going to agree with you about any of that. And as we grow, we learn. The moment you start talking about something, you realize there's defeat in that, there's fear in that, there's no future in that. Stop it right now. Stop. Stop. Cut that off. Turn over here. What did the Lord say? What did He say, and what is He saying? What did He say about this in His Word, and what's the Spirit of God saying to us right now? That's going to be in line with His Word, of course. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
If you keep talking the problem, keep talking the problem, you're going to be joyless, with no peace, no faith.
Amen.
And that's how you just go down, down, down. So the Lord's helping me, and I know He's helping you if you're listening, to train yourself. How long does it take to find out what the need is, what the problem is?
Praise the Lord.
Not long. Right? And once we know, what now? Quit talking about it. We know. We don't have to tell God about it 500 times. Oh God, they said, He knew before you told Him. Oh God, I need. We've got to have. Oh God. There's no faith in any of that.
Amen.
Got to quit talking that. Got to cut it off.
Yeah.
Somebody say, cut it off. Cut it.
Oh, man.
Or your flesh will want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And when you make a decision not to talk about it, three people will call you and want to talk about it. And what's going on is a spiritual battle. It's happening where thoughts and feelings and suggestions are concerned. You've got to shut them out. You've got to cut them off. You've got to cast them down. And the way you can tell how well you're doing at it is by your joy level and your peace level. You can tell how well you're doing by how much joy you have, how much rejoicing you're doing, how much peace you have. What did the Lord tell us to do?
Rejoice
when? When?
All.
When?
All.
All the time.
All the time.
They told you got terminal disease. Well, buddy, it's TTR.
Yeah, that's right.
It's time to rejoice. About what? Not about the bad report, not about the symptoms. It's time to rejoice that I have a healer.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a healer.
That's right.
And nothing's too hard for Him.
That's
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And He already told me with long life He would satisfy me and show me His salvation. He already told me nothing is too hard for Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. I get to thinking about that and rejoicing about that. Now I'm in the path of light. And in His light, I will see light. And it'll get brighter. And if I stay with Him, He'll take me right out of this thing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right into where I need to be.
Yes.
But if I fixate on that bad report, if I fixate on my feelings and my symptoms, I will lose all my joy.
Yes.
I'll cry and feel sorry for myself. I will lose all my peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you perish.
Yes.
That's how you go down, just like any of the unsaved.
Yeah.
Said out loud, rejoicing.
Is a choice.
Look in Philippians 1. If you're upset, if you're mad, if you're angry, if you're hurt, or me, it's because that's what we chose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not. Yeah, you did. Yeah, absolutely. That's what you chose to talk about, think about, look at, fixate on.
Yeah.
If I'm rejoicing, it's because that's what I chose.
That's right.
And every hour of every day, you can choose either one.
Yes.
I can be sad and upset and hurt and mad about something all day. Can't you?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Millions of people are proving this.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yes.
Something. You can be mad about this didn't happen. You can be mad about this person's not acting the way that they should. You can be mad about something you saw on the news. You can be mad about this, mad about the other. Something to be upset about and to find fault with. Not enough of this. Too much of that. This is wrong. This is not right. The earth is full of this. And if you want to look at it and talk about it, you will have no joy. You will have no peace. You'll have no strength and no victory. But at the same time, no matter what's going on, in the same circumstances that other people are crying and feeling sorry for themselves about, you could be rejoicing. Because there's something, if you're willing to look at it, there's something to rejoice about in the midst of this. Depends on our choice. What we look at. In Philippians, are you there? Paul is telling by the Spirit of God. Philippians 1:14, he said, many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, he's in jail. And you know, we just got through reading Rejoice in the Lord Always. That's from the same book. Somebody who's in jail, and the jails were not nearly as nice as they are today. Back then. Not to say they're nice now, but they really weren't nice back then. Yeah. And he's encouraging them, be rejoicing all the time now. Instead of going, oh, y'all got to pray. Oh, y'all got to get me out of here. Oh, this is awful. Oh, the food. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you about the food. Would there have been plenty for him to be upset about, to be unhappy about? Yes, but is he doing that? If you read the book of Philippians, there's none of that in there. He's telling them to rejoice all the time. Do you think he's a hypocrite? Then what's he doing? He's rejoicing all the time in jail. And that makes him strong. Which is why he can be like he is and write like he's right. Come on, can you see this? These are not a weak man's words. This is the Holy Spirit through a strong vessel. And this is how he starts out the letter. He said, many of the brethren in the Lord have heard about me being in jail, and they have got bold to speak the word without fear. Well, that obviously makes him happy. And some are preaching Christ out of envy and strife. Their motives are wrong. Their heart is wrong. And Paul was upset about that. And it was bothering him bad because people were not using the gospel right, and they were doing some things with wrong motives. Because he cared about the integrity of the gospel. Actually, no.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.